Rapunzel sonnets. Sonnet 1. Dreaming from my tower in the air, higher than the trees surrounding close, wondering if men would find me fair. Footsteps down below break my repose. The mist about my window hinders me from viewing who would enter in my court. But so few visitors I chance to see, intent I am on making my report, and tuning my sweet song towards the earth, I'll change my fate, which left me here since birth. Sonnet 2. 6 notes only had I sounded when footsteps came nearer my prison wall. Trembled I, yet sounded them again, and from what seemed the pit of earth heard call a voice quite different from those I had heard. Though I could count that number on one hand, my lips too dry to speak a single word, I wondered why I had not better planned, and tried in vain to step back from the sill, for something held my hair and kept me still. Sonnet 3. I tried to scream, but sound I could not make. My frightened wit had robbed me of my speech. I thought of how my tresses I might break, but spied the scissors just beyond my reach. Frantically, I fumbled through my skirts, searching for my dagger in the folds, the same I used for tearing linen shirts, and as I knew not what of me had hold to sacrifice my braids, I raised my knife. Too late! I now must kill to save my life. Sonnet 4. My point directed at the stranger's chin, no time was left for severing his rope. But shall I murder him or let him in? I was too stunned at what I saw to hope for some salvation. I knew I was lost. Whichever was my choice, it mattered not. The mist had cleared my innocence the cost. For one endless moment I was wrought of human flesh and human cares and fears, the fantasy of fables read for years. Sonnet 5. A face it was, yea, it had lips and eyes, but unlike that which greets me in the glass, in its twin orbs I saw no less surprise, and so we stood, two statues made of brass. I gazing in his eyes, and he in mine, as though we might have read each other's thoughts. He smiled slowly, as one drunk with wine, and suddenly the forest rang with shots. The hunters oft before had come too near, and so I bid adieu to all my fear. Sonnet 6. Hardly knowing half of what I did, but well aware the half I knew was mad, I grasped his arms as virtue may forbid, and pulled the creature with what strength I had into the chamber. To the floor we fell, then scrambled I to my poniard retrieve, and asked him now at death's third door to tell why camest he hence, and bade him not deceive. For if he should be false, despite his beauty, though I be fooled, my dagger knew its duty. Sonnet 7. His lips then moved, but not a sound was heard. I saw them as two petals from a rose. When finally he was fit to say a word, I was content examining his nose. He made some mention of a songbird's tune. I was not listening, but o'erlooked his brow. He claimed he would have climbed up to the moon. I wished to give him peace, but how? He had not thought his rope a maiden's hair. Upon my life, I found the creature fair. Sonnet 8. The deed explained, he begged of me my name. Rapunzel, I replied, a man thou art. I am, the creature laughed, the very same. How long hast thou been kept from life apart? I told him how, for 21 years, my home had been the walls he saw around me. How no amount of pleading, nor no tears, had gained a visitor until he found me. But when I think upon it, I recall for staring, he did not hear me at all. Sonnet 9. It seemed to me, he may as well not speak. His eyes had gone as cloudy as the day. He asked if he might come again that week, and I knew he must soon be gone away. He took my hands and pressed them in his own, as if by doing so he should stay longer. He told me of the world I might have known, vowing to return and slay my wronger, and promised me no harm. His head he made, and kissed my lips. The sill went. Lowering himself as he had come, through the mist my creature disappeared, riding back to all that he was from, and all that I could never be, I feared. what raven looks fell round his face, of gentle eyes as gray as seagull's wings, a voice so soft my words cannot replace, the memory of a thousand lovely things. And so I'll dream again of arms more sweet, the dagger I have dropped lies on my feet.